Echo and Harper Audio present The Coyotes of Carthage, a novel by Stephen Wright, performed by Glenn Davis. Part 1. The Straw Man. 1. Andre marvels, watching a kid, a stranger of maybe 16, pinch another wallet. This lift makes the kid's fifth, at least that Andre seen this morning. Two on the train, two on the underground platform, and now this one on the jam-packed escalator that climbs toward the surface. The kid's got skills, mad skills. He makes his lift and keeps on moving. There, right there. The kid picks up another, his sixth, with the practiced grace of a ballerino. This time, the mark, some corporate chump, probably a lobbyist, with slick back hair and a shit-eating grin. No one suspects a thing, and why should they? This kid blends in. Looks like a prep school student, and who knows, perhaps he is. His aesthetic complete with a book bag, khakis, and a dog-ear copy of De Toikville tucked beneath his arm. The kid reminds Andre of himself at that age, lean, hungry, steel eyes with smooth skin. But Andre concedes that he never possessed this kid's talent. Above ground, the kid disappears into the big city bustle, and Andre thinks, good for you, little man. Go in peace. For sure, the kid has plenty of places to hide. Northwest this morning is a mess. Snowy, busy, noisy. The perfect urban jungle in which to flee. Andre works around the corner, and a lifetime ago, his family made a home inside a boarded-up rat hole 6 blocks over. Andre has, in fact, lived in the district his entire life, 35 years save a stint across the river. 2 years in juvie for a grift gone bad on a nearby street. 17 years ago, when he left Kitty Correctional, he never imagined he'd work on K Street, or that he'd own a walk-in closet full of three-piece suits, and the sudden realization that he might lose it all cuts like shards of glass crushed into the lining of his stomach. He trudges a path through wet snow. Last night's blizzard has caused panic in D.C., The streets slick with black ice proved too difficult for all but yellow cabs. He wished he'd taken a different route, perhaps down L Street, where hobos toss dice and the high-rises don't funnel the cold. He's tired of freezing winters, tired of cold that blisters his fingertips, tired of crowds and congestion and construction. If he loses his job today, and he's pretty sure he will, he'll move across the country, someplace with palm trees, someplace where no one bothers to vote. On the corner, a homeless man sits atop a grate, his fists punching a peg leg that peeks from beneath his blanket. The man howls, frustrated that no one will help a white veteran. Most folks ignore him. Some folks laugh. A doe-eyed blonde, maybe 19 or 20, drops coins into his tin cup. The man sifts the change, sorting nickels from pennies, then pitches the gift back into the blonde's face. Bitch, what the fuck am I supposed to do with 18 cents? The blonde, stunned and shamed, looks toward Andre, her wide eyes asking, what did I do wrong? Andre wants to shrug, to say the guy's an asshole, but he has a point. 3 nickels, 3 pennies? That won't even buy you ramen noodles. Instead, Andre furrows his brow, and in his most apologetic tone, the voice he knows comforts young white women, says, my God, are you okay? He has no right to treat you that way. Should I call the cops? He knows the blonde will say no, and when she does, her humiliation vanishing, she smiles with confidence of a fool assured by a complete stranger. Andre pops his suit's collar. Breathes warm into his fists, takes pride that he hasn't lost his touch. The homeless man shouts,
sample complete. Ready to continue?